Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm talking to my son, Robert Bortons, and he's the eldest of our four children. My husband, Rob, and I really enjoyed homeschooling all four of them. You are actually a second-generation homeschooler, and you're in your mid-30s. You're a grown adult with children and a career. And most people think of homeschoolers as still just being little children. They don't even think about the fact that they grow up and have their own families to homeschool. So what do you think that you're going to gain by being a second-generation homeschooler, and what do you think maybe some of the losses are, things you're going to have to relearn for yourself?
Well, I think you have a different role because now you are the adult in teaching instead of the one being taught. And I think that the difficult part will be, you know, being able to help your children see what they need to do, because you've been through that experience, know that their experience is going to be unique to them. I think some of the easier part, having less doubt, since I know the thing that all homeschool parents have is doubt, you know, am I capable of doing this? And of course, society feeds that. But just being homeschooled myself and have gone through it, I can be confident that we can be successful.
So that should be maybe the hallmark of a second generation homeschooler, that it's familiar, so they have more confidence what they're doing.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they can shut down a lot of the questions that society gives us. You know, can you be successful in life? Can you get into college? Are you going to be social? You know, we know that those are all lies, but as a second generation, you're living it out. So give you a lot more confidence.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.